إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, in the concluding part of our series on teaching and learning, I'd like to once again reiterate the basis of what I've been saying for the last 4 days or 5 days, which is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the coming of His Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as His ni'mah on the ummah, and He described this ni'mah, and He described this ni'mah in terms of teaching and learning, where He said, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned these four steps of teaching and learning, which is يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ. Recite for them my ayat, then prepare them by purifying them, then teach them the ayat, teach them the kitab, and then teach them how to implement in terms of the hikmah, in terms of the wisdom of it. So inform, prepare, teach, and demonstrate. These are the four steps of teaching and learning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu specified and mentioned, and sent these four steps as the thing that His Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was supposed to do. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam demonstrated for us how to do all of these to a level of excellence. And that is what I want to reiterate, that in the end it is the way in which you do something which makes a difference. It is the excellence of implementation which is the key factor in between success and failure. That is what decides whether we succeed or whether we fail. So I would like to take that point further and develop it and say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala focused in this deen of Islam on one thing and one thing only, and which is al-ihsan, which is excellence in whatever we do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. He is the one who created death and life so that He may test you to see which of you does the best of deeds. أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, the best of the deeds. So Allah is focusing on that, on the specific of ihsan, on the specific of specific things with respect to doing things in an excellent manner. And that is what we have to keep on thinking. In the Hadith Jibreel, we talk about the issue of ihsan, where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Anta'budu Allah ka'annaka tara fa illam takun tara fa innahu yarak." He described the ihsan, and we took this word ta'budu. Allah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say the one who does salah like this, right? He said the one who does ibadah like this. And if you look at the whole issue of the life of the human being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that we have not created the human and the jinn for anything other than our ibadah. And that is why He sent His Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with His beautiful sunnah to convert every action of our lives into an action of ibadah. So for the Muslim, his whole life is ibadah. It's not only salah, it is his entire life which is ibadah. And in this entire life, he is being told that you practice al-ihsan, that you practice al-ihsan. Everything you do to a level of excellence, and that level of excellence is described in this very beautiful manner, which is, do it as if you are seeing Allah in front of you, Jalla Jalaluhu. And if you do not see Allah, know that Allah sees you. Now, this is the most beautiful description of taqwa, where a person is aware of the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, in his life. And that is what leads to ihsan. So taqwa leads to ihsan, because a person in taqwa is aware of the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his life, And therefore, he does his work as if he can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and knowing completely, with complete certainty, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing him. And therefore, he stays away from sin, because how can I commit sin when Allah is watching me? How can I say anything which is haram? How can I look at anything which is haram? How can I hear or listen to anything which is haram? How can I eat anything which is haram? Not only haram, how can I look at, how can I hear, how can I see, how can I eat or drink something which is doubtful? Because the whole point of taqwa is that it's not just a matter of staying away from haram, but it's really a matter of staying away from something which is doubtful. So how can I do something which is doubtful? And so the person stays away and does not do things which are doubtful, and that automatically saves him from doing something which is haram. And this is the ihsan, this is the beauty of ihsan, that when you do something with ihsan, not only is that thing done well, but it keeps you safe from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, which is the greatest weakening factor in life. It is sins that weaken us. It is sins that take away the barakah from our lives. And this is exactly what has happened to us, that we have lost this whole idea of ihsan. We have lost the plot. And that is where we need to get this plot back. Inshallah, we'll talk more about this in the coming couple of days. But today, let me just remind myself and you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us in order to worship Him, and not to worship Him any old way we like, but to worship Him to a level of ihsan. And worship is not salah alone. Worship is our entire life. Our entire life and every action of our life is an action of worship. If we do it according to the Sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand the importance of what we have been sent to do, and to do it to the level where it is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Allah to forgive us, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.